Oops. Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're here. We're in the house.
Tis.
I was looking earlier on the website thing here.
Yeah.
And might have found a way to get us fucking paid for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
What a...
Well, nothing. Just advertisements.
Dude, send them.
Yeah. Ashley's like, how much will they pay? I'm like, fucking, I don't know, like 10 cents probably.
Yeah. Fuck it.
It's in the green.
I mean, 10 cents.
Everything's coming up skunk ravine.
I took back a shit ton of cans the other day and got like $100.
Yeah?
That's 10 cents a can.
That's like 1,000 cans, bro.
I know.
Jesus.
I know math.
So you have like...
It was 1,030 cans.
You just up the square footage in your kitchen?
Yeah, dude.
There's usable space.
A lot. We're in the basement.
Yeah. Just hoarding. Like, you're gonna
like
be
like bodies.
I would consider you on the path to being a hoarder.
No, I need like a real house.
Yeah, you have a house.
Yeah, but it's not enough. Like I need like 2 workshops.
Yeah, and
or like a bigger workshop outside.
What you also need to do is get a subscription to some kind of newspaper or magazine. And just start stacking.
Yeah, so I can, and then get a, like, have a brother made, so I can just feed him oranges.
A brother?
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude, I think it was, like, in Chicago or New York or something.
Some crazy hoarder brothers?
Yeah. They were, like, twins, and they inherited a bunch of shit, and they had, like, this big-ass building, and they had, like, hallways. So the one brother was really sick. And the other brother would, like, sneak out creepily and get oranges because he thought that was going to cure his illness. So one night when he was coming back in through all the... He had, like, booby traps and shit. There was, like, tunnels through, like, big piles of newspapers. And yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay.
I knew you knew what I was
so,
talking
about. Did old boy like get
I think
caved
it was New
in?
York.
Did it like cave? Like,
yeah,
it,
he caved himself on one of
his
booby
his
traps.
Orders, his yeah. hoarding pile got.
So then he like slowly died, and his brother slowly died, and then like everybody just was like, "What happened to the weird guys?"
Like, whoa, there's just
and now there's just a weird garden in between buildings where that building used to be.
They tore it down.
Yeah, but like left a garden area.
Well, yeah, so people could go there and, like, and enjoy the memories.
Yeah.
Damn, did they at least put a plaque up?
Probably not.
Brutal.
Right.
It's kind of mean.
Yeah, it's like that ad in the Sunrise, whatever that thing we get. Moody in the...
Oh, Moody on the Market?
Fuck it is, yeah. There's a... I know I've told you about it before. One day I was going through it, and, like, there's that RIP section.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, one whole page. It was just a picture of the guy with his name with, like, a big empty space, and in the middle it just said R.I.P. Like, nothing said. They rented a whole page just to put R.I.P.
That must have been his dying wish or something.
I guess. I mean, that's pretty boss move. Just like, I don't want to have shit said about me. Just put me in the news.
I want the whole page to myself.
It was like on the other side of the crossword puzzle or something. That's the only reason I saw it.
Yeah. Was he like a crossword puzzle enthusiast?
Bro, I have no clue.
Like, I want the crossword puzzle and me. Nothing else.
That was the crossword puzzle is you had to find RIP.
It was the easiest one.
Dude, so easy. Just one oval.
Yeah.
Or you could do, like, a star around it, I guess.
Like a star of... Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a star of David?
Yeah. Yeah.
he was a Jew, as you could probably tell by the star.
Yes.
Rip.
Maybe, like, it was a clue. Maybe there's a treasure.
Ooh, I like that. That would be fun. Yeah. It'd be funny to put it...
That's what I'm going
to
do.
In your obituary. Do a cipher and like a fake map that leads to fucking nothing.
Yeah. It's just like a picture of your balls.
Yeah. Well, if they ever find it, it's like.
They gotta dig it up.
Yeah. The real prize is spending time in nature outside.
They gotta like go through hornets' nests.
Yeah.
You just build a
Like, and
hornet
six
environment
people
around it.
died.
Yeah. Anaphylactic shock. But hey.
But hey, at least you were outside.
Right.
You got
what
hey,
you really
let me get that
thought.
lighter so I can pop this beer.
Just don't steal it. Aaron is anonymous. Here, use this. This is a new bottle opener. Yes, for free. Talk about being a hoarder.
Lighter's right next to you. Okay, you know what? Best regards, Little Drugstore.
It doesn't say little.
Little. Little.
Like, what kind of drugs are they
Did you
selling?
call him a bitchin'?
Yeah, it was about like an electronic thing.
Oh, like.
So, like, what is Lil Drugstore?
Like an electronic smoking lamp or something.
This is not a smoking lamp.
This is expensive piece.
Yeah, this is smoking.
Sorry,
You
this is
forgot your smoking
expensive
lamp.
piece.
Good shit. So, what's up? You gonna see the new Naked Gun movie?
That's funny because I was actually gonna ask you if you wanted to go see it instead of recording tonight.
I think we might go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I got the kids. I got
Just
work and the
be
kids.
like, deal with it, kids.
Yeah. Did you see Amaro's busted tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I was about to say, just have it grind down the railway in the theater.
Yeah, dude.
Throw everything on a
She's
scooter.
so funny looking now.
It was funny.
Just that big gap, missing front tooth. Yeah. So we're at the skate park because they wanted to go down there.
Yeah.
And they're on their scooters. They're cruising around for a little while, but then, I'm helping Desmond. I was gonna have him do the boobs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, here, just climb up here. And I like look over because I heard Amara crash, and she's just like face down. She like brings her head up and just goes spits her tooth out.
Like a
I'm
boss.
like, fuck. Yeah, and then she gets up and she's like crying,
Yeah.
just dripping blood running down her chin. So I go over there and I kneel in front of her. I'm like, honey, honey. I'm like, let me see. She goes, ah! And just like, ah!
Just blood all over your
Oh, dude,
face.
just like
Yes.
painted me.
It's awesome.
I was just covered in blood.
Like a boss. Like Evil Dead style.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I take her over to Ashley sitting on the benches, and we're trying to wash her mouth out so we can see how bad it is.
Yeah.
And Desmond just walks up. He's like, "Here's her tooth. I found it."
Here's a tooth.
I'm like, okay, hell yeah. But Ashley's like doesn't know what to do. She's freaking out.
Yeah.
And she looked it up online and she read it too fast.
Yeah,
But
you'll be having that.
it was like, yeah, find the tooth, pick it up, don't touch the root, rinse it off and reinsert it. So I guess but like I said, she read it too fast. That's what you're supposed to do if it's an adult tooth.
Right.
Let's try to reinsert it. And
Yeah.
your gum might be like, come on back in here,
Come
buddy. Come
on,
here,
man. We
little.
missed you.
Come back, little chomper. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we went to the dentist. She got x-rays, and they're just like, yep.
New tooth coming in a
Yeah,
while.
those top front teeth, sometimes they come in not until like 10 or 11. So,
Send it.
yeah, actually, the dentist was like, all right, we'll get her fitted up for denture. And
For real?
yeah, that's what the dentist said, but he
Were
must
you
have
like, go fuck
he
yourself?
must have seen Ashley's face because he's like, that was just a joke, calm down.
Oh,
He's like,
okay.
hell yeah, way to make
That's
light of
funny.
my fucking baby angel losing a tooth.
That's hilarious. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I want to meet that guy. I
I want to meet that doctor. I want to meet that
want to
dentist.
meet that guy.
So yeah,
Joe.
she busted her tooth. You know what's funny is she, ever since she could walk,
Just trying to bust her teeth out.
well, she had like face planted four times and each time hit that tooth. And it was always bleeding. And one time it even like dented back, And
Yeah.
we were able to just like push it forward. So it was like kind of miscolored and kind of becoming a dead tooth. I
Fucking,
think
she
that's
was going
why,
Maureen Ponderosa.
yes. So I think that's
You
why,
saved
like,
her.
I think that's why when she hit, it didn't like snap
It was
or
the
break the
universe
root
like,
off.
yo, send this tooth out of
Get
here.
this shit out of
It's like a
here.
demon tooth.
Yeah, dude.
It's trying to
It was
corrupt
really,
the other teeth.
it was a bad tooth, man.
You gotta watch out for them demon teeth, bruh.
Little shit demons.
Like, just collecting fuzzies over there?
Yeah, dude.
Would you set it on the carpet?
Yeah, it was like dog hair or something. I don't know. I just shook my hat.
Yeah. I need to vacuum the carpet.
Yeah.
My rug needs a good cleaning.
Take it outside and beat
Oh,
it.
yeah.
Beat the shit out of it.
I don't want you to bring it.
Yeah, my rug needs a beating.
Oh,
So we're out to eat. They had
yes.
ESPN 8 on the Ocho.
Speaking about it eating and a beating.
Dude, they were playing some insane shit on there.
Like what?
So first they had, have you ever seen that tabletop like suction cup dart game?
What is it? What do you mean?
You throw like a rubber dart.
So it's kind of like lawn darts, but like
Yeah,
short
on tables. And
distance.
it just
Yeah.
like sticks, and then you try to throw your darts like closest to the thing.
Yeah.
So it's almost like bocce table
It's like
darts.
they, some stoner was like, I'm too lazy to throw upwards, and I like beer pong,
Yeah.
and I like bocce balls.
Yeah. Go
So
off.
let's just put some suction cups on some darts and combine them
Yeah,
all.
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that play, but it was like a crowd of people 360'd around them
Wait, like it's
with
a for
stands and
real
everything. Yeah.
shit?
People were like, fuck yeah, Brian. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know that this was
Dude, why don't we
that
just
played.
invent like
Some game,
basketball?
just a
Like,
game where you throw shit.
yeah. Like, I've got a bunch of shit we could throw. Add some other shit. And then just make rules.
I'll just see if it see what sticks, huh?
Yeah. Like,
Hey, you guys want to play a new game? It's called Hammer Wall. Yeah, we just take turns throwing this ball-peen hammer at the wall.
dude, let's just weld a, let's cut two hammers and like, all right.
Like a double-headed hammer.
Yeah, but like there will be different objectives. Like it'll be like golf, but like throwing hammers at stuff. You'll like have like different weighted hammers. Dude.
Oh, like you got your caddy and you're like, hand me my 5 pounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand me the 6-pound sledge.
This requires a rubber mat.
There'll just be like one where it's two back ends of a hammer welded together.
So what are you throwing your so what all right,
Bro, I don't know.
we gotta figure out what to throw the hammer at.
It'll be like an obstacle course, or it'll be like putt-putt golf, but
Yeah.
like you have to destroy things.
I was gonna say, I feel like there should be glass involved.
Like Mousetrap, but like big
Yeah.
live action, and then you just smash shit.
Well, there's gotta be glass involved
Well,
too.
yeah. Like, you gotta wear goggles through this game. Or safety squints. Like,
Just a two-story hammer.
you gotta sign a waiver either way, but safety squints.
Yeah.
You
So
just sign your life
each
under.
person gets 9 hammers.
Yeah. And we'll have like big actual steel cages that fall down.
Yeah.
So
All of a
like,
sudden you get trapped. Like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
or crushed to death.
And I gotta sacrifice a hammer to break the lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or crush if you're standing in the wrong. If you're
Right.
standing 5 feet
Oh
in either
shit, I didn't roll
direction
a
to the
six.
wrong
You're like in the
side.
wrong spot. We didn't plot out the course right, so somebody's standing right under the fucking thing.
You fuck up and just a pipe wrench hits you in the knee.
Yeah.
But
They call that.
you still have safety glasses on if it's
Yeah.
because safety first.
Your eyes are okay. You can see what's happening to the rest of your body.
So it's almost like a Squid Game type thing,
It's like a horrible Chuck
but
E. Cheese's
yeah,
for adults.
instead of dying, you just get maimed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can drink beer though, like,
Well, of
and smoke
course.
weed.
Well, that's part of the course.
Yeah. Yeah, like you gotta do like
Each
a,
station, you have to drink a beer, so
what was
then
that, Young
so
Leagues?
the person behind you has something to throw at too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. So then you try to get the high score somehow.
Yeah.
We'll figure that part out later.
Yeah.
Let's do the research. Let's start.
Yeah.
Go get your hammers.
Yeah. Get your hammers together.
Hey, boys and girls, get your hammers.
Get your
We're
hammers.
getting hammered.
Getting hammered. I dig it. It's a good
Ham.
slogan.
Yeah, dude. Grab your hammers, kids. It's time.
It's time. It's hammer time.
It's time to get hammered.
Dude, you gotta wear hammer MC Hammer pants too.
Yeah, that's the uniform. Like golf's got knickers, the gay pants, you know. Go get you a beer.
Yeah.
Fuck
No,
off.
I'm
Go
doing
get your
it. That's what I'm saying.
Give
Do
me
it. Do it,
silence.
slave.
Go give me a beer. Like I'm talking here about hammers and stuff, man. I'm fucking trying to hammer out the details. So besides the tabletop game that they were playing,
You be having that.
The next event they had on there was Slippery Stairs.
What? Where?
Slippery Stairs, where you have to crawl up two flights of stairs covered in plastic while people are throwing squirt guns full of soapy water.
What are you talking about?
It was on ESPN 8 while we were eating donuts.
Oh. You just came out of left field with this.
Yeah, dude, so did the TV. Weren't talking about all of a sudden, and it wasn't like just a clip of it. It was, they were broadcasting it.
Yeah.
It had a time slot. It was the Slippery Stairs World Champion. It had adults, and then kids, and then back
kids
to adults.
Dying.
Kids.
Adults are falling on the kids.
Crazy. I was like, how do you get the job as the
everywhere.
Lead person? I want that job.
Just slippering
just
people?
Slipping up some stairs just so like, people can't get up them.
Squirting soap.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on that the person assaulting people on that MXC.
Oh yeah.
Just like throwing big acorns down a hill at
yeah.
Punching people through doors.
Yeah.
That show was ridiculous.
Yeah, dude.
Like, do you think they forced people to do it?
No, it's like a dude, Japanese TV is fucking crazy.
Did you ever see the one where they had that guy? And, like, he was just naked the whole time. And he didn't know he's being filmed in front of a bunch of people. He had to win, like, 10,000 yen or something. Or 10 million yen, which was, like, $10,000 or some shit. I don't know. But either way, he won. And then they, like, flew him around. Like, he didn't ever know where he was. But they put him in front.
So they kidnapped this guy?
Pretty much. But he signed up for it.
They just took him on tour?
Yeah, like they kept moving him around. Like he didn't know where. But when they revealed like that he won and whatnot, he was in a box and they like, he thought he was in a room somewhere. I don't know how many months
they
did
like,
this for.
Took the walls down or whatever.
Yeah, and it was in front of a whole audience.
Yeah, was it like they made him live in a box?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think I did see that.
But like, it wasn't a box the whole time. It was just a box when they...
Like a room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, a box.
So he like went crazy and got naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they like kind of fed him most of the time. Sometimes he was eating dog food and stuff. Yeah, I just watched like a short documentary about it.
How long was he in the box?
I like
was
months.
A month? Oh, damn, dude.
I think like 16 months. But it wasn't a box the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like just a box when they unveiled him.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it was
him.
Just like living in one room.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a box. That's why I didn't know that he was about to be naked in front of a like million.
In front of all of
people.
Japan.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That'd be fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in there, like, jacking off and shoving stuff in your butt and stuff. And like,
probably.
Yeah. Just like, this is going to be easy money.
It's been nice.
No one's watching me.
No, I think he knew there was a camera.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
I don't know.
When he shoved it in his ass.
I mean, it's Japan, so who knows?
It's Japan. That's part of it. It's like, he told me that was part of it.
Butt stuff, probably. Or the Cadillac. Catalytic.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
So the neighbor wants to cut that tree down.
Why? So he can, like, see in here? Try to see you naked?
No, it's an old lady now.
So she can try to see you naked?
Some branch fell on her house, which I, like, chainsawed off of the power line.
Sounds like an old lady problem, not a...
Yeah, but, like, it's half on my property, half on hers. I don't really want to see it go.
Yeah. Tell that bitch no.
Well, I said just call the tree company. She's super nice.
Dude, tell her to cut her ass.
She's not one of these neighbors. I'm pointing that way.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm on the fence, the wrong side of the fence neighbors.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Do you know that they are, where is it? Is it down in Mississippi or Arkansas? I think Arkansas. Somewhere in Arkansas, I think, this dude is making a whites-only community.
Well, that's doing too much.
Yeah.
That's not what I was
saying. It's like, no black people, no gay people, no Jews. And I'm guessing, you know, Mexican, Hispanic, you know, I'm guessing Middle Eastern, yeah. All that shit's part of it, too.
I would assume so, if it's a white-only.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty racist.
It's like
yeah.
Showing all these people building this community and shit. And
are they going to build a wall?
I don't know. They probably should. Otherwise, we could go on vacation there and
Do you think they'll have taco trucks? Or will it just be like barbecue and
Yeah, it'll
what's
probably
another
be like under-seasoned chicken.
Yeah, like what's the whitest food at like shit on a shingle?
Just hamburgers and hot dogs.
Yeah. And just like damn, I don't know.
That's it.
What's the whitest shit ever? Like mayonnaise sandwiches. I don't
Yeah, Miracle Whip and bologna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whites only. Yeah, dude, I saw like
Whites only,
CNN
that
or
kind
some
of.
shit was like interviewing him, and they're just like, "Oh, so it's a whites only, like a white nationalist city." The guy's just like, "We're," it just says some dumb bullshit about how they're trying to like preserve like a white
America.
cult, white America's white culture, whatever. It's
What does
like,
that even
and the
mean?
guy's just like, "Oh, okay, so you just want only white people living here?" And he's like, "We're trying to preserve the white man's culture."
What does that even mean,
It's
though?
like, yeah, just say what the fuck it
Just like a
is.
bunch of truck stops.
You're racist and you don't want people of color living near you. Just say it and
Right.
go do it, okay? Fine, whatever.
Oh my God.
Just,
People are dumb.
yeah, dude. Pretty dumb shit. Watch it just fail. I bet it's gonna be fucking full of dorks and nerds in like
Where is
20,
it at?
30 years. I think Arkansas.
I was gonna guess Texas,
Yeah.
because that would make more sense. Arkansas makes sense too.
Dude, I got some.
But isn't Texas a republic?
Yeah, I think so for a little bit, maybe.
I don't know. I don't follow politics.
Well, I mean, that's not really politics. That's like world history.
Well, I mean, like,
Or
have they
U.S.
always
history.
been?
Well, I think after the War of 1812,
It's
I
still
believe.
politics.
I guess. Maybe. Well,
A republic isn't.
I think after they won it from Mexico, they're like, yeah, we're Texas.
Right.
Here's the Emperor of Texas.
I don't know
They're
how
like,
that shit works,
oh,
dog.
it's too big. We've got to join the Union. It's too big down here in Texas. Yeah, I don't think we have any Texas listeners, so fuck
Oh,
you.
dude. We were on our way back from Baroda, and there was this Texas license plate truck in front of us. And it was all beat to shit with a shitty trailer behind it. And they were driving all slow, and like we were just behind them, doing nothing. And they pulled off to the side with like no blinker, no nothing, and then waited. And then they flipped us off when we went by them. And then they pulled a shitty U-ey to go the
And
opposite way. Like,
hightailed
I don't know what.
it out of
I
there.
was so confused.
Just some crazy meth addicts
They have
driving around their
no.
little meth lab.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck you. We're out of here.
Yeah, it was weird.
We're not going that way anymore.
Yeah, like what?
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some shit, dude.
Oh, send it.
It made me think of you.
Yeah.
We took the kids to Paw Paw yesterday for a show. And I'll have to show you this video of Amara and Desmond dancing. It's hilarious. On the way back, though, coming back from Paw Paw 94, there's a spot where it gets down to one lane
Yeah.
construction.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so it's, I'm coming up, I'm cruising about 80, 85.
Yeah.
Me and this other car, we come up behind this fucking U-Haul truck towing another car. And it gets down to one lane, and this dude is doing 22 miles per hour
Yeah.
in one lane. And he'd like speed up. So like 44 was like his max speed. He'd hit 44 and just start braking and slowing down and braking and slowing down. And it was maybe 5 miles of that. And like several spots where it said, emergency pull off.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there like flashing my fucking high beams. Like, dude, behind us is just glowing because of a mile long thing of cars and traffic. Just some fucking retard in this U-Haul. Just like, ugh!
Oh my God.
I was like, damn, if Alex is here, he would like,
Lot of got
he
out.
would have had like a brain hemorrhage by
Dude, I was just getting
now.
ran
He
out.
would have been so pissed.
I would've got on the hood of your car and like made you drive up so I could jump onto the car and then like make my way to the cab.
It would have been like a scene from Fast and
Yeah,
Furious.
I would have pirated that
Yeah,
vehicle.
we would have stolen all of his DVD
Yeah.
players and his
No, I would have
car
just made him
stereos.
drive to the next spot and then disappear into the darkness.
No way. You'd have to do it like Terminator, where you just get in the passenger seat and you're like, get out.
Get out. It's not a tumor.
Yeah. Dude, you would have been so pissed.
Bro, I would have
Absley's
lost
like,
my
is
mind.
anyone ahead of him? I'm like, there's miles of clear road ahead of him. There's no one else ahead of him. Icing, a little cherry on top, though, when we finally get to where it comes back over the median
Yeah.
and goes to two lanes. Guess which lane he decides to just stay
Just the fast
in?
lane.
Yeah. Just, I go flying past him, just like blasting the horn. All the other cars did the same. And then, like, a mile or two up the road was another one. I'm like, damn. I'm like, half those cars are going to get stuck behind that asshole again.
Oh my God.
It was, yeah. And I mean, there's like signs that say your speed
Dude, I would have
23,
lost
speed
my
limit
shit,
60.
bro.
I know. I'm like, dude, if Alex was here, he'd be so pissed.
I would have got out and started
He'd
communicating.
be so pissed.
Oh God.
Yeah, he would have hated it. Did you hear about that rape bunker in
Rape
Alabama?
bunker.
Child rape bunker.
Well, I that's obviously.
Yeah, so they arrested like six
Apparently, people
people.
love kids.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the lure is.
They
I mean, I
arrested
love kids
like that.
like
So you'd pay
it,
200 bucks to
to murder somebody that
go to the rape dungeon.
to murder somebody that
Oh,
rapes
yeah.
kids.
Well,
Yeah,
I say is like,
I
don't
would
even give
pay
him a trial.
200 bucks. That's
Don't even give him
cheap.
a trial. Just light him on fire.
Yeah, no shit.
So, yeah, I guess they had this bunker. It was like storm bunker. And they had like six kids like chained to beds and chairs and
Yeah,
posts. And then
sounds about right.
you could pay like 200 bucks and then do whatever you want to the kids. And the kids are all like drugged. They were down there for like a year. And they arrested the six people. And I saw them like doing a press conference. And the sheriff was just like, because the kids' age and they were drugged, the descriptions of, people who came to them and assaulted them at night will never fully know the scope,
Yeah.
everything. Like, they'll never be able to catch everybody. And fucking Christ, dude.
Oh, they'll get caught. Trust
Jesus.
me.
Yeah. Child sex bunk.
I can only
Brutal.
wonder what's happening to Stefan,
Yeah, dude.
and I hope it's horrible.
I'm sure.
I just watched a whole thing about like sex offenders in prison.
Yeah,
That
they
guy,
do
like,
not have a chill time.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
Jared.
Yeah. Very not chill.
Subway guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to say so. I did.
I know.
All you have to do is say Jared. Not anytime I meet someone named Jared, I'm just like,
Ugh.
actually, I think I stopped meeting people named Jared after
I
that.
don't
How many
even.
Jareds have you met since then?
I only know one that I can think of.
It's a
And
conspiracy
I'm
right
not going to
there.
say
What
their
happened to
last name.
all the Jareds?
Because they're pretty weird. So.
Don't know. I don't know him.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
If you're Chomo, you got what's coming to you.
Yeah, fuck you, Chomo. I got another crazy thing that happened down south to tell you
Well,
about.
dude, all you have to say is down south,
Yeah,
number
so
one.
they found around this nuclear waste like dump site,
Yeah.
they found a nest of
Nuclear hornets?
yeah.
I already knew that's where you were going with
Nuclear,
this.
dude, just irradiated wasps.
They're just like, fuck yeah.
Dude, just imagine
Okay, you know what's
you
funny?
get stung up and you swell up, but it's just cancer.
Yeah, or you turn into like a superhuman.
Fucking radioactive bee, dude.
All right, so speaking of wasps
What
and
would your fucking powers be if you were a radioactive wasp man?
I don't know, you like paralyze stuff and let your larvae
Like, you
eat it.
just get pissed off all the time.
Dude, you know how many wasps
And you're just
just
like, fuck babies.
not like it's the female wasps that are like the murderers.
They don't have a queen?
No, all right, so you know cicada killers?
Yeah, are those just like some big, gnarly wasps?
They're like 2 inches long.
Ooh.
They carry a cicada.
Ooh.
Like they once they paralyze it, it will never unparalyze.
Ooh.
It's just alive.
Then what? They just take it back to their bitch and they're
They
like, here you
just
go.
no, they just bring it back. They have one den. There's not a male.
And they just feast.
Yeah, they drag the cicada into the den for the larva to hatch and eat it while it's alive.
There's no male wasps?
There are, but they don't live. Like they just
Oh, they got their own bachelor pad?
no, they probably die. Like
Oh, like in a minute.
like nature, you know.
Yeah, it's like you're not needed. Okay, just come on this shit
Yeah,
and then
come
piss
on,
off.
come, just come all over.
Come on.
Yeah, so,
Man,
yeah, because I saw another kind of, because
dude, I wish I was a wasp.
well,
I
dude,
wish I was a male wasp.
so we were working at
You
this,
just get born, get wings, come and die. Hell
right?
yeah, dude.
Just fucking trying to think of what album. I don't know. Anyway, you got me thinking too many things. We were at this job and there was a fucking, we were like resealing this natural stone that you don't put outside, but rich people don't give a fuck.
Because when it fucks up,
And they're like,
they'll just have you come over.
these
Yeah,
peasants will come.
they're just throwing breadcrumbs at
Yeah,
you. Work
like,
harder.
yeah. Like, why isn't it, this is a disaster? Like, well, you shouldn't have put this outside because that's
This
not.
is
Yeah,
unbelievable.
exact lemon drop. Oh no, what is that? Oh, that's Zohan.
Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were in this like porch, like this like porched in, like screened in walkway area from the garage to the house, and one of those cicada killers flew up in there. And it,
They're around here?
oh fuck yeah,
Oh.
hardcore. They live in the sand.
Oh.
They live in sandy
The
areas,
silent killer.
but they don't fuck with people. Like they're solitary.
Like
They don't.
they know.
They don't have nests.
They know.
They have dens.
Oh.
They live alone.
They just have like common areas.
It's like a wolf spider, but with wings. And actually, they're probably about the same. I want to see one of them fight.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the thing.
That could be.
We'll start backyard bug
You know,
fights.
one time we went on, they already have those.
Yeah, well, whatever.
You can watch them on YouTube
Yeah, I know. I've seen them.
right now.
But anyway, I saw another wasp out there that I guess paralyzes caterpillars
Yeah.
and drags those back to the. So there's just all sorts of
Oh, totally.
murder
Yeah,
wasps.
just insane murder wasps.
But they're not fucking with people. They're just paralyzing bugs.
Because they know.
They're like, all right.
Well, maybe that's why, because we're lucky that they're not like living together with other ones, because then they'd have that hive mentality and be like,
Bro,
dude, let's go fuck some people up.
I can't imagine. Well, all right, so check
So
this
how
out.
fucked up do you get if it stings you as a human?
Same as a just a bee sting.
Okay, I was gonna say, like,
Yeah.
your arm's paralyzed for an hour?
Nah, just like a bee
Or is it just
sting.
like ouchy?
Yeah.
Dude, I got fucked up by a horsefly on the river.
Dude, those are no joke.
Dude, I thought I got stung. And we were like in the middle of the river, like, 2 hours in with 2 hours to go. And I was like,
I
fuck.
have never seen a horsefly until like a week ago.
Dude.
I didn't know they were that big.
Oh, big.
No, that's a deer fly.
Dude.
Horseflies, bro?
Okay, that one wasn't that big.
Bro, like quarter dollar.
Thicker than a Snicker.
Dude, I hit it as hard as I could with my hat, and it just was like, bitch, what?
Yeah.
And then it came back. It was flying around my head and
Yeah, fuck
shit.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, Ted said, if they bite you, it feels like you got like fucking like burnt.
Dude, yeah, me and Sean were going down the river with the kids and we stopped to chill
Those
for a
deer
minute.
flies are no joke
And
either.
dude, like, bam, right on my leg. I thought I got stung, so I'm like,
Yeah.
fuck.
No,
And
deer
Sean was
flies.
like, wait a minute. And you could see the little chunk of skin missing and like blood just rose. Like, nah, it's just a fly. I'm like, well, thank fucking God. Let's get out of here.
No, were you on the pawpaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really bad on the pawpaw.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're moving, it's fine. But
No,
once
those
you
are deer
stop and
flies.
get out, then they're like, hey. And Sean's talking about wanting to like camp at this one spot. I'm like, fuck, dude, you need a mosquito net if you're going down there. Like, ugh.
Nah, dog.
It's like right next to the
I
river.
got one of those mosquito repellent things.
What is it?
It's like 15 feet perimeter.
What is it?
Takes like cartridges.
Oh.
It's just like a little here, hold on.
Little thing. I have no idea what you're talking about. Alex is getting up. He's grabbing this package. 15-foot zone. Repels mosquito.
Yeah, I got that after I went to Wisconsin on the fishing trip.
What?
Would have been nice beforehand. Because there was a
It's good
shit
for
ton of them.
mosquitoes, black flies, and no-see-ums.
Yeah, the no-see-ums are fucking evil.
No-see-ums. Oh no, I do not see
I no
them. I
see.
no see
It's
it
too late.
anywhere. What are they, blind? Just blind flies? Buzz. Buzz. I wonder how... Yeah, you got to try this out and see how good it works.
I guarantee it doesn't.
According to this, it's good for DIY, so you can just, you know, build a house with it.
Yeah,
just
nice.
Use it as a hammer.
It just tells you. It just, it's like, tear down that tree.
Yeah.
Buy a lumber mill.
It just explodes.
Yeah.
You can do controlled demolitions and take down interior walls with it.
It's got a stud finder on it.
You just hammer it into the drywall and drop it down and pull the fucking pin.
Fucking, and then it builds a house.
I wonder how good it works, man, because I always feel like insect repelling shit like this.
It never
just,
works.
Yeah, it's always bullshit.
They just want you to buy their plastic bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I just don't. I don't give a fuck. Once you get bit enough, like, you either get malaria and die, or, like, your body is like, I'm not going to be itchy anymore.
Yeah.
What do you think tribesmen do, you know?
It's just your body going into shock. It's like, fuck it. I can't.
Fuck. I
can't
give a
do
fuck
this no
anymore.
More.
Yeah. Nah, I just full send. I hate the smell of bug spray.
Yeah. Bug spray sucks.
I also hate the smell of sunscreen. So
Allie,
I'm gonna
some,
die.
Allie had some cool shit the other day. She was spraying on her daughter that was like lemongrass scented.
Yeah.
I was like, that just smells good.
It just smells good.
Yeah,
we
went out.
Keep some bugs away.
We went out on the river, on St. Joe River, on a pontoon boat the other day.
Nice.
And stopped at a little island, ran the boat aground, and got out. We were just chilling in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
And it was like a clam bed, kind of. But you could, like, walk out pretty far. I mean, the dude we were with, Josh, said it's like a shallow spot, like the river's widest.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's shallow, and it's like 30 feet deep on the shallow side, but only like chest deep on the thick side.
From Jasper Dairy to River Park.
This was, we launched from Carande and then went up river.
Yeah.
Under 94, under 139, and like
drifted back
up around the bend to the island.
Yeah, I know exactly which island. It's a big, it's like big, wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Amara just, like, charges into the water and just, like, just starts floating down the river.
It's like a big sandbar, but then it's deep on either
It's got
side.
A woods on it and shit.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then we came back and went to the headed downriver. The boat actually died after we hit the 94 bridge.
Well, it's good that it died going back.
Apparently, I'm like, well, at least we're going the right way. But one of the, like, intake tubes on the motor just like came off and fell into the water, so it just sucked a bunch of water into the motor.
I hear that's good.
So we got it fired up and took off, and then he took us to another island and we ran aground there, and there was like a little wood shack in the woods.
Was it like, did it have a bridge going to it?
No.
Oh.
So you walk up to it and you open the door and it's just like a fucking cabin.
Yeah.
That, like, somebody made with trees and, like, cement.
Oh, nice. And, like, mortar.
And it has a loft.
Yeah.
With two ladders going to the loft and then a bar underneath the loft.
That's cool.
Yeah. The, like, southwest corner is kind of collapsed and fallen, sunken in, and a little bit of the roof is missing. But other than that, like, very fucking cool. The kids thought it was, like, amazing. I was like, yeah, this is tight.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It was cool.
Is that metal roof?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's super sweet.
Yeah, there's
the damn, and you got like a herringbone.
That's what it looks like from the leg.
Is there a wood stove in there?
No. It looked like at one point there was.
Yeah.
That tube. Yeah. Remember where Scott's old house was?
Yeah.
It was like right there.
Okay. No, I know where you're
right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No idea how long it's been like built there.
For a long time.
Probably.
Yeah. No, I know exactly where, like, if you were to go down from, like, to where he used to park his boat.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the island right over
yep.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He hates me now for some reason, so.
Whatever.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Right.
Join the club.
Dude, it's okay. I'm a shitty person, you know?
I know.
You know how shitty I am.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. That's why the other day when I texted you, I was like, I love you, you giant sack of shit.
Yeah. You should just kill me now.
Yeah, dude. With kindness.
What would you kill me with?
Kindness.
Ah.
That's what I nicknamed my hammer. Part of the hammer game.
Dude, Dude, I've got a badass roofing hammer.
So,
Garage. Or no, it's a framing hammer, my bad.
Hatchet hammer?
No, it's like brand new and no, that's you're thinking of a roofing hammer.
No, I'm thinking of a drywall tool. Did you ever see those old school ones? It's like a hatchet on one side, and that's for like scoring the pieces.
I thought that was
And then
for
you flip it
roofing.
over and there's a hammer. Well, that's an old drywall one, man.
I thought that was a roofing hammer.
I'll show you a video of a dude drywall.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Back in like the 30s or 40s.
Dude, I found a badass nail puller. I didn't know what it was. And then I saw a video.
Then you just start pulling out your fingernails.
No, like it's like for like, it's got like a octopus beak. And then there's like a heavy metal part that like slides up and down. And then it's got a lever on it. So you like slam the octopus beak into the nail head and then like pull the lever. Dude, I don't know. I was wondering what the fuck it was for the longest time. And then.
Well, we got to go get a nail stuck somewhere so I can see this sucker in action.
Do you want me to go grab it?
Maybe when we're done here.
Dude, there's plenty of nails somewhere.
I know. I know you got a drawer full of.
We can just nail something into something.
Nail. Yeah, dude. We're going to pull it out. Yeah. That's part of the challenge.
Dude, we should see if it could pull a screw out. Like a
oh, I bet it could.
GRK or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Gurk.
The Gurk. Give that Gurk a jerk. Jerk that Gurk.
Yeah. GRK, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
I'm JRK.
I believe that's a German company. Dude, these hummingbirds
sounds
are
German.
Fighting.
Yeah, you got Feuders.
Yeah, you don't see the one right there?
Sitting up there?
Yeah. You see
oh,
its
no,
butt?
That's the... No.
Dude, I had two of them, like, chirping. They flew so close, I felt them touch my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were fighting each other. Dude, they were chirping at each other. It was like they were doing, like, little pew, 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 pew.
Fuck you. You're a bitch.
No, they eat bugs.
Oh, cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't merst.
It's still there.
Good for birds of prey. Why can't
that.
I see it?
Because it's right.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it's on the opposite side of where I'm sitting. I see its little tail now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. That's tight.
Yeah, it's fun watching the turf wars. Gang, gang. Bird People turf. Getting shot in the backyard. I got everything's gang, gang
everything,
over here.
Everything over here is just a fight for survival.
It's just hood over here.
Hood if you could. Shit. Speaking of hood, you hear that new Suicide Boys album?
Nah.
Kind of trash.
Dude, what else are they going to come out with? Yeah. They had, like, their few good songs, and then...
Scrim needs to get back on dope, dude.
Scrim needs to just scram.
Scrim was way better on dope.
Scream.
So much better.
Dude, they're not going to get any better.
He was like, just like, I'm this gap, bro.
I know what you're talking about.
With the dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they're awesome.
He looks like he just woke up out of a fucking dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's about to pass out again.
Yeah.
Because he's on a bunch of codeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like one or two good songs on it. I was like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Hold on. Mic's off real quick. Spooky.
We weren't talking about nothing.
Nothing. Nothing, never. Scrim.
Yeah. Man, I swear I had something I was going to tell you. I don't know. I had court the other day.
How'd that go?
Good.
Good.
I was there for an hour and a half. Well,
you'd be having
it. On Zoom.
Ah, yeah.
But, yeah, we're good.
You didn't have to go there.
I won my case.
Good.
Now I'm a legal guardian of my mother.
Good.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. My brother was lying his fucking ass off.
Duh.
I'm just sitting there like,
No.
I don't think so. Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe there will be an ad here somewhere. Maybe next time there will be an ad.
Yeah.
Try to make some money. Wouldn't that be cool?
I mean, yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, there's still people listening, so we can't stop.
Don't stop. Won't stop.
Yeah.
Get it. I don't plan on stopping.
Yeah.
Just, there's been a lot going on lately.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully our fans understand
Yeah.
that we do have, you know,
Yeah.
other things going on in life,
Yeah.
especially my boy over here.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. He's talking about me,
understand,
in case you didn't know that.
represent,
Brooke.
show love for us, especially my bro.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe, all that shit.
Do it.
Share it up, man.
We'll be back on here more often.
Yeah, we'll try to get rolling. Summer is a busy, busy fucking time.
Very busy.
But
The winter.
yeah. I'm
We
ready. I'm
will have
ready.
many stories.
Last week was fucking gnarly, dude. Ashley bought me and well, she bought two like belt clip fans
Oh,
that
nice.
blow up your shirt.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sweet. It feels good on your back, but the intake fan is just right above your asshole.
Just
So when,
fart.
oh, dude, I'm
You
like
just
standing
fart
there and I
right in your
fart
face.
and I'm just like a fucking fart balloon. I'm
Dude,
like, oh, whatever.
get one
I'm
of those
fucking
body
dying.
suits
I'm just
with
dying of
ice
heat.
packs.
I don't want to be that cool.
Huh?
No, that's too cold.
Well, you don't put it directly on your skin.
Like, this
Wear
is
it over your
horrible.
other
Just a
clothes.
giant ice pack shirt.
Yeah, like, don't go
Just
crazy
all
with
wet
it.
and frostbit.
Just, your nipples fall off. You have to get nipples tattooed on.
Yeah, well, you gotta just band-aid them over.
All right, if you had to get nipples tattooed on, what style would you get? This is our closing.
If I had to get nipples tattooed on me,
Yeah, like you got frostbite nipples, you had to get them taken off.
well, probably stars.
Or what if you just got like butt skin grafted where your nipples were and you just had butt hair growing out?
I mean, I already got a lot of hair growing up my nipples.
No, I mean like butt hair though.
Ew, dude. Stall. You gotta like clean your dingleberries off of them.
I don't know. Like, well, there wouldn't be. What are you doing? Like, but would grow in like butt hair.
It's my butt hair.
I feel like butt hair would be thicker than nipple hair, right?
Yeah, you would think that butt hair is it. Maybe. I don't know,
I've
dude.
never done micrometer.
I was
Like,
gonna say, you got a microscope? We'll
no,
start plucking hairs and comparing, dude.
I have a micrometer though. It's like a microscope, but for measurements.
Kinda, yeah. We need a shadow box.
You mean locker box? Wait,
No,
what?
not locker box. A shadow box. Where you use it's kinda like a projection machine and you lay your piece on and you can like measure the shadow and shit like that. Yeah, a locker box. All right, that's gonna be the
Can't
end.
stop
Alex really
laughing.
tickled his pickle with that one. I can tell we're just gonna have 10 more minutes of Alex laughing about that.
Dude, just
I know,
imagine somebody in the
imagine
apartment complex would definitely call the police or something. Like, of all
it.
the things I do over here, that would be the breaking point.
Like, I ain't gonna fucking, I can't just sit here and see that, man. I can't. I have to do something about it. I'm gonna do something about it. Finally, today's the day. Hell yeah.
I'm like crying right now, dude.
That would work.
That's good.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Love you guys.
Later.